Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to Overnight America with Ryan Recker on KMOX. Sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com.
And welcome to Overnight America. Oh, yeah. Don't even know what day it is. Tuesday? That sounds about right. Thank you for hanging out with us. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, it's at Ryan Recker. Any part of the show, if you want to go back and listen to it directly, you can. What's nice about the podcast or even going to the radio.com app or radio.com listen live on our website at KMOX.com, you can go back and hit that rewind button. And you can listen to it over and over and over again. It's like Groundhog Day, that movie with Bill Murray. If you want to listen to it again, you can. If you want to listen to it again, you can. If you want to listen to it, what's the song that they use on the alarm clock? And put your little hand in mine. If you want to, I can just play that song and we can pretend it's Groundhog Day. And you can just listen to that on repeat. And next thing you know, you're in a loop for the rest of your life. I haven't seen that movie in a while. I need to watch that again. That was pretty good. Yeah, I got you, babe. And just in case you missed last night's show, 4 hours of this.
And by the way, you know, I sit on the stand and it get hot. I got hairy legs that turn that turn blonde in the sun. And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight and then watch the hair come back up again. They look at it. So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap. And I've loved kids jumping on my lap. And I tell you what.
That's some good old entertainment from our crazy Uncle Joe Biden. I like that. I might play that clip every day between now and 2020 when Joe Biden's running up against Donald Trump. Because, no, he's not going to be removed from office. You know, there's a lot going on. And, yes, we're going to talk some politics later in the show. We have a lot to get to on that side of things. In about an hour from now, we're going to be talking to Johnny C. Taylor. He's the CEO and president of the Society for Human Resource Management on the Politics at Work survey. Yeah, they took a survey on that. What's the political landscape like for you at work? Does it come up a lot? Does it come up a little? Does it not come up at all? You find that it's hostile at some points. It's kind of interesting. We're also going to talk about the tax credits finally proposed in Jefferson City regarding the MLS soccer stadium here in St. Louis. We'll get to that next hour, too. I want to talk first, though, a story from Fox 2. I think they did a pretty good job. They were talking to people from out of town and asking them about their impressions of the city of St. Louis, because everyone says, oh, St. Louis, the most dangerous city in the world. As if, you know, Baghdad's beautiful this time of year, you know? They'd say that St. Louis is the worst of the worst, at least in the United States. They did 182 cities they ranked, and St. Louis at the bottom when it comes to multiple factors. So they thought, okay, is this really something that outsiders, when they come visit St. Louis, are witnessing? And it made me think, for most people listening right now, you've all had family members or friends come into town. You've all had people stay with you. Or at least old friends at least stay in town and you've met up with them. And you've probably got their impressions of the city of St. Louis through them, right? As an outsider, someone that got to see it for the first time. I myself feel like I'm still exploring the city. I've only lived here about 2.5 years. But I remember what it was like getting into the city, hearing what everyone was saying about it. I think everyone, what's weird about St. Louis is there's a lot of St. Louis people that apologize for the city. Apologists. They say that, oh, city of St. Louis, it's really not that bad and you don't have to worry about it and everything's overblown and there's this and that. But none of that jives up with the crime statistics that we see constantly in the city of St. Louis that they absolutely need to work on, which they haven't found a way to work on yet. I mean, you know, Mayor Lyda Crewson, though she gives a lot of lip service to it, we haven't actually seen much progress on any of these safety fronts. And it's no wonder why outsiders would come in and get this impression of us, because what have we done to change that impression? I totally understand why these different surveys would look at St. Louis that way. But are we really 182 out of 182? I don't think we are. I don't think we're the worst of the worst by any means. I also feel like they find ways to give kidney shots to the city of St. Louis anytime they get an opportunity. But let me open the phone lines to you, and we're going to take a break, and we'll start taking some of your calls. And I want to ask that question. What's the fair assessment of the city of St. Louis? When you have guests from out of town or family members, what's their impressions? Maybe you're new to St. Louis. Maybe you moved here not that long ago. Is it as bad as the web would lead you to believe? Like, you go and Google search St. Louis, you know what pops up. 314-436-7900 is the number, or 800-925-1120. I don't feel like St. Louis gets a fair assessment. By no means are we where we need to be, though. Okay? 800-925-1120. Even better yet, maybe you don't live in St. Louis. Maybe you're just happening to flip through the AM dial and you visited here once and you live somewhere else. Maybe you live far, far, far away in Ohio or Michigan or Indiana or Kentucky or Georgia or Texas or Florida. It doesn't matter. You tell me what your experience was. 800-925-1120. We'll take your calls right after the break on Overnight America KMOX.
Listening to KMOX has never been easier.
Siri, play KMOX.
Overnight America. Oh! Pulling up the Wallet Hub list. There it is, St. Louis, right below Fort Lauderdale. San Bernardino. Detroit, Baton Rouge, and Little Rock. All right, there it is. So let's ask that question. Fox 2 did a pretty good write-up on it, and I watched their video, and they talked to different people that came into town on tours of the city of St. Louis. People are really curious. You know, when they see these different Wallet Hub surveys, and by the way, Wallet Hub, it's kind of a joke to begin with. This isn't a credible scientific research by any means. It's mostly used for entertainment purposes. The thing that drives me crazy is when news agencies treat it as it's real news, you know? So when Fox 2 did a write-up on this and they said, well, you know, we'll go past what this Wallet Hub is saying. Let's actually talk to people. That's a good angle for it. So I just hate when these news sites just go on and they just say, oh, Wallet Hub said this, so it's got to be true. Drives me crazy. But either way, St. Louis is ranked on the bottom. You don't want to be on the bottom. I think most people are wondering what your impressions of St. Louis are. If you're a visitor to St. Louis, maybe you're someone that's listening from outside of this region. We're based here in St. Louis, but with the signal of KMOX, we're all over the United States. Let me give you the number again, 800-925-1120 or 314-436-7900. Is that a fair assessment? The least safe city in America, St. Louis, Missouri? Is it not fair? Let's take a couple of your calls and let's go to Big Al, who called in first. Hey, Big Al.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, man.
Did you get my voicemail I left you?
I did. I heard it earlier. I didn't have a chance to call you, though.
What'd I say? Merry Christmas? You said, welcome to town?
You said all of those things and a little bit more.
Yeah. And look at you. You're here and you're defending us. So here's what I'm going to tell you. Most of the people that come here from out of town, mm-hmm. when you talk to them, like you, mm-hmm. they don't say what everybody's reporting.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of my friends, inner city brothers, and you know what they'll tell you? 80% of the problem going on is amongst people that know each other.
Yeah, absolutely.
They've either took somebody's money, took somebody's girl, beat up somebody, disrespected somebody.
Drug related.
And 80% of what's going on right there is people that know each other. Is it random? Not usually. And in the carjacking, that's the issue we got to handle right there, mm-hmm. because that is unacceptable. And you know what, Rec? Here's what I tell people who live out in Lake St. Louis and people that are friends of mine. What if you were born to a one mother household with bad education, what would you be doing, you know?
Yeah.
And people are going to get it one way or the other, Rick. And, you know, until we fix the system, it's not going to help.
Yeah.
So here's what I'm going to tell you. You know what? People that come here, like you, most of them find people, unfortunately, like me, that love them for no apparent reason. Okay? And first off, it's hard to listen to you once. Nobody wants to listen to you two or three times.
Yep.
Don't press it, Detroit boy. So anyway, I just want to say that. And then on to the soccer real quick.
Yeah.
People, we're not taking money away from the police. The money we are asking for is money that we are going to pay.
Yeah, exactly.
So not 1 cent is going to come out of a general budget. 1 cent is not going to come from your pockets. It's not going to impact you at all. And you know what, St. Louis, old money, you better wake up and we better move forward.
Yep.
Because Zane Barnes wanted to join St. Louis Country Club and old money wouldn't let him. He took Southwestern Bell, now AT&T, to San Antonio. So there you go, old money. You're not as good as you think you are, and you can't take it with you, Stan Kroenke.
There you go.
But you know what? Welcome to St. Louis. Merry Christmas. And we love all you guys. And if anybody has a problem, get a hold of Rec, and I'll make it happen. All right? Thanks. I'll handle things.
Thanks, Big Al. Good to hear from you. Get a hold of Rec. Yeah, you said a few things with the crime in St. Louis. So just some general impressions I've had working here. And, you know, it's a late show, so I get out of the radio station late. Our location is really close to where a lot of homeless hang out. Just naturally, there's some beds and different space available close to where we are. I haven't had any issues with the homeless, so I don't see that as a problem where we're located here. There's certainly some very unsafe areas in St. Louis that you want to stick around from. And certainly there's some people that make those areas unsafe, and then they go out of the boundaries and make it unsafe in other areas too. Yes, a lot of the stuff happens to be targeted. You're absolutely right about the carjackings. That's a huge problem that they haven't found a way to address yet. It's more than people just breaking into cars and grabbing things out of the back seat because they see a computer there. It's a little bit more than that. And you also see some of the things like targeted shootings where a stray bullet hits a kid. Man, we had an outbreak of those, just absolutely devastating, devastating to these communities where they weren't the target, they weren't the subject of whatever the dispute was, that someone's going around, some knucklehead going around shooting or whatever, and you see a kid get hit. And there was just a story, was it last week or 2 weeks ago, where a kid was inside of the house and within a matter of inches, like a matter of feet, that a stray bullet came into the home and could have easily upended that family. It's just, it's a shame. It's sad. We have our problems. I get it. We're not number one safest city in the world, but I don't think we're last. But that's why I'm asking you. You get people that are in from town. I know people ask the question a lot. What are your impressions? 800-925-1120. And Greg's calling in. Hi.
Hey, Ron, how you doing?
It's been
maybe a month or so since I talked to you.
Oh, okay, what's going on?
I love your show. So I'm going to give you a different perspective on the question for the night. I am head of security at the Winterfest Ice Rink in Kenner Plaza.
Oh, great, okay.
I get there at 8 in the morning, and usually by now I'm able to head home.
12-hour days?
I have 12-hour days, 7 days a week, yeah.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, the Arch Park Foundation people are very happy with me, so they asked me to stay.
Okay, well, I understand.
So here's what I get. I get a lot of out-of-town people, and they'll walk up to the rink, and they'll look at the rink, and then they'll start asking me, so how come your city is so dangerous, or how come, is there any parts of the city we should stay out of? Here's what I tell them. The city is only as dangerous as you think it is. I tell the women, make sure you're holding on to your purses. Don't give money out to anybody because you're opening up your wallet to somebody you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, they hear things before they come to St. Louis. And then they think, okay, I'm at a nice, safe hotel. Which way should I go? And I always tell them, don't go north.
Okay.
Your hotels are safe. If you want to come out and really enjoy yourself, hey, come out on a weekend and enjoy the ice rink. We're open. It's a great family thing. But you were talking about the homeless, and I think a couple of years, you and I, years ago, we talked about the lady and her baby coming into where I was working.
Yes,
and,
I remember that.
Remember that? So I still, on winter nights, When I get to work, I bring blankets. I bring peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. I don't give out money because, for the most part, it's able to buy beer. And I don't. A young lady asked me to this evening if before I left if she was sitting in front of Hooters if I had any extra change. I went in and I bought her a hamburger and a drink.
Oh, okay.
Not because I didn't trust her, but because I know what it can lead to.
Sure.
And one last thing. The bad rap that the officers get in the city, I get tired of hearing. So there was four or five homeless guys sitting behind our box office at the other end of Keener Plaza, where Regent Bank is. And he had made round prone round, and he finally came up and somebody had reported somebody drinking in that group.
Mm-hmm.
He ran the guy's name that he knew was drinking. The man had four outstanding warrants.
Oh, okay.
Let me tell you how great this police department is. He could have taken that gentleman in and booked him. He let him go. He cited him for drinking inside the park, but he let him go. So anybody who thinks some of the city people, officers are not that good, some aren't, but there's a whole lot to have compassion. Mm-hmm. If anybody's in the area when I'm working from 8 in the morning till 8 at night, and you want to bring something down for somebody, like a sandwich or something, be more than happy to take it. But here's the important thing. I tell people, watch your surroundings. Don't wear anything valuable. But also know you're in a big city, a metropolitan city,
mm-hmm.
and it's great to be in St. Louis. There's a lot of things to do. You know, I point out places you can go eat, Ballpark Village and such.
Yeah.
But I tell people, always make sure you're aware of your surroundings.
All right, Greg. Hey, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, bye. Wow, 12-hour days for Greg. I'll tell you one thing I've noticed when I've traveled to other larger cities, and mostly I just mean Chicago at this point. I've been to Chicago a few times, and I noticed there's a lot more foot traffic outdoors. It's just a much larger area. It's just built that way. You can be out late at night, and there'll still be a lot of people walking around. I don't have that same experience here in St. Louis, so let's say I'm at the ballpark and I'm walking back to our building here because I'm cheap and I don't want to pay $20 or $30 to park by the ballpark. I don't mind walking 15 minutes to get over there. So at night, I'm walking back. There's not large crowds leaving the ballpark necessarily. Sometimes, you know, there are, but, you know, the farther away from the ballpark you get, the more it's spread out. You know, I'll walk alone a lot of times back to the station. I don't ever really feel unsafe at that point. But it's a much different feel than when you're in Chicago, when you're by a bunch of people you don't know, because, you know, you get that herd mentality, you get that herd, and you feel safer when you're around a bunch of people. Some of it has to do with the feel of it. I'm sure there's absolute instances where problems arise, and there are issues that come up in these downtown areas. I understand that sort of thing. But the impression that people get is that you have 100% chance of getting jumped if you're out at night in St. Louis. All right, let me go to Kirk, who's calling in. Hi.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Hey, so I drive Uber and Lyft. Mm-hmm. I talk to a lot of people from out of town.
Oh, I bet you do. Yes, they probably all ask this question.
Well, they do. And to your last caller's point and to what you've been talking about, sometimes there's not a lot of people walking around downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And it does look bad, but then, you know, I say, wait, well, it depends on who's in town for a convention. If there's a ball game, if there's a hockey game, you know, it depends on the weather. So I think they think it's going to be look like Chicago.
Yeah.
And I tell them, well, it's not necessarily going to look like Chicago.
Yep.
But generally speaking, and I don't elicit, you know, I don't ask for this. They can't believe how clean the city is,
mm-hmm.
oddly enough. And I kind of question them, but they think it's clean. They love the architecture.
Mm-hmm.
They love the food. They love the restaurants. I love the history.
Yep.
That's generally the feeling I'm getting from people. And they, again, I kind of give it a little bit of a history tour sometimes when they're riding with me.
Yeah.
And they don't know about the World's Fair. They don't know about the Olympics.
Oh, yeah. Really great stories. You know, when people are looking up at the arch as opposed to down on the ground, it can look pretty clean.
But it is, you know, if you
no, it is clean.
There,
yeah.
It is clean. If you're parked behind the Marriott Grand downtown,
mm-hmm.
there's always somebody walking along there picking stuff up.
Yeah. No, I'll agree. I mean, generally speaking, it's pretty clean around here. I do get that. Yeah.
But, you know, there are dirty spots, but everybody has dirty spots. Everybody has homeless.
Yeah.
So I think that they're a little bewildered as well as to why they think it's so dangerous here.
Yeah. All right, Kirk. Hey, thank you for that.
Okay.
All right. Have a great night.
Yep, you too.
Okay, good. So he gets a lot of questions. If you're someone that talks to visitors, I'm sure you do too. Let's get some more of your impressions. 314-436-7900. You can call or text that line. And no one's texting right now, so that text line is wide open. Also, 800-925-1120. So Fox 2 did this story. St. Louis listed as most unsafe city. Travelers look past headlines. Travelers look. So I got the Wallet Hub thing up. It ranks us 182 out of 182, all the way at the bottom. And fewest traffic fatalities. They rank fewest law enforcement employees. They rank assaults per capita. They rank hate crimes. They rank unemployment. They rank all these different things. So there's a lot of apparently these little factors that go into determining these things. I think St. Louis always gets an unfair shake when it comes to these. I think the impression of St. Louis, the reputation of St. Louis precedes them in a negative way when it doesn't represent really what's going on. I've seen that by myself, just my own general impressions of St. Louis over the past couple of years. But I will say this, St. Louis has got a lot they need to do still. It's not like we have to take our foot off the gas, which it seems like exactly what we've done. How many times do you see disagreements of what we're going to do here, disagreements of what we're going to do here, and nothing gets done? We're still understaffed when it comes to police. We still have county prosecutors, city prosecutors. We got people in this area that will just recycle the same criminals back on the street until they commit another crime over and over and over again. You know, we go soft on these certain things. And it enables people, and we go soft and relaxed on the laws. It enables people to just continue to do what they're doing, thinking there's no repercussion. We got a lot of issues here. I totally understand that. But is it the least safe place in America? I don't think so. We'll take some more of your calls coming up on Overnight America KMOX.
News Radio 1120 KMOX, the voice of the Cardinals. Now back to Overnight America on KMOX. Sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com.
I'm your host, Ryan Recker. Follow me on Twitter, at Ryan Recker. How do travelers, outsiders, people that are just passing through, look at the city of St. Louis? Apparently, it's not too positive until they actually get here, if they decide to get here. Maybe that's the gatekeeping that a lot of people get stuck up on. They do a quick search of St. Louis and they say, oh, not for me. Is that the wrong impression? Is it the right impression? Is there an impression? 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. Let's go to John, who's in Florissant. Hi.
Hey, how you doing there, Mr. Walker?
Good.
I think I got your last name pronounced right. Hey, let me ask you a question. You know, I'm not really concerned with, I mean, outsiders, the people inside your own town, that's where, or living in a city, if they're constantly in fear of crime, they put barbed, you know, those metal pipes, you know, on the windows.
Sure.
Most people, so I don't really measure what people think coming outside, because they don't, if the people inside that area, and especially St. Louis City, north side, or whatever side, is having the most crime in those areas, if they're more afraid to come out, I would be more concerned what they think, rather than what someone from the outsider comes in, and they go to the best places anyway. You know, where people living in so fear of their own, even coming up, you know, even going outside, just do basic stuff like walking their dog. Another thing is the politicians tie the police hand, you know, put them in handcuffs, basically, because they can't do anything about it. You know, they're afraid about losing their job, or are they going to be targeted to go to jail when they were supposed to do their jobs, like the Marines. The Marines get trained for one thing only, obliterate the enemy. You know, I mean, the police have to do their, I'm not taking that to that, you know, extent, but you know, you have to let the police do their job. You can't handcuff them worried about politics or they're, you know, because they, you know, got into a tussle with the criminal and he has a bruise on his head. Now you got a lawsuit against the police department. Mm-hmm. You know, those are the kind of things that need to be changed in the justice system if people are going to trust the justice system for so-called justice. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, John. Totally agree with you. If you're a police officer and you see, okay, this looks like a drug deal going down, well, I don't know if it's really worth it. I could lose my job for interfering because, you know, the person will file a complaint. And then next thing you know, people are going to go online and they'll show up on my front lawn with pitchforks and, you know, they'll sue the department because they'll feel it was racially motivated because I was witnessing a drug deal. And this, dude, if they have to weigh the benefits of stopping a drug deal, which we see here often in St. Louis, you're doing it wrong. And he's absolutely right about that. Absolutely right with the way that we treat police. It's a shame. Let's go to Mike calling in from St. Louis. Hi.
Hi. How you doing, Ryan?
Good.
Well, I lived downtown for years, me and my wife. and it wasn't that safe. But to be honest, it has gotten a lot worse, but that's not the only unsafe neighborhood. Like, I've been in Chicago. It's pretty dangerous and lost. And so I think they said on the news, St. Louis wasn't listed as the worst, but it is dangerous downtown. And one cab driver actually told us he wouldn't go downtown because it's too dangerous. But they do have nice things down there, which people don't talk about. And just in kid you, but and this is true at the same time, since you're cheap, this is just a fun. Spaghetti factory's down at LaClay Landing. That's pretty good if you want to eat a lot of spaghetti.
So I asked where I should be going because I'm cheap. Is it expensive?
No.
No?
Do you like spaghetti?
Yeah,
it's right down at LaClay's. It's right down at LaClay's Landing, but they say it's not as good as it used to be. I don't know. But it was pretty good going up the stairs. But it was pretty nice.
Wow. And okay, so we
all
get
the spaghetti. All the spaghetti you can eat.
All right, Mike. Good to hear from you. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
So we get a not only a review of downtown St. Louis, which he says has gotten worse, but we also get a review of the Spaghetti Factory, which I was really wondering about. So now I know. Food review from Mike. Thank you for that. Dan in Florissant. Hi.
Okay, Spaghetti Factory. Very nice. I can't believe you haven't been there.
That's okay. Well, that's a chain, though, right? It's a chain restaurant.
What are you thinking, man? Spaghetti Factory, incredible.
Okay. Thanks.
All right. Here's my point is ESPN, I call it the East Coast Sports Network because we get nothing out of St. Louis. You know, we're a small market, big town team. We always are. The Blues, obviously now the Blues, the Cardinals, the Rams when they were good. Mm-hmm. How come all of a sudden you can't wait to put us out on the bad deal for the killings and all this? Boy, they don't give us any credit for our sports, but they can't wait to tear us up when we have probably no different than any other major market town for this kind of dismay, I guess is what you want to call it.
Yeah, well, that's interesting. I feel that when they spend all this time on the coast, the East Coast or West Coast, of course they're catering to the largest television markets. It's kind of, you know, a strategy for them to do something like that. The Bostons, the New Yorks, the Los Angeleses of the world, they always want to grab their attention.
It's good money marketing, yes.
But it's not really like sports journalism per se. It's just them catering.
No.
Yeah.
We have the best city to live in, and people don't believe it. Boy, they're in trouble because we do very good for what we have.
Very good, Dan. Thank you for that.
Have a good night.
We do very good for what we have. That's a slogan and a half, isn't it? I don't know if that's something the city of St. Louis would officially endorse. We do pretty good for what we have. You know, I like that. It's kind of like that Bon Jovi lyric. We got each other, and that's a lot for love. We need to get, like, the Bon Jovi of St. Louis to do a song like that. Rick, hi.
Yes, sir.
How are you?
Good.
So go ahead. What's your impressions here of St. Louis?
I was born in St. Louis in 1954. Lived in St. Louis until 1998, 1999. Moved out to the Ozarks.
Okay. How long have you been in the Ozarks, you said?
Since 2000.
So what was your reason for leaving St. Louis to move to the Ozarks? What was the driving factor for that?
I would not move, wouldn't look. My reason for moving out was to get away from St. Louis.
Okay.
More importantly, when I return, and I return for family, I return for friends every once in a while, but will not go past Hanley Road, east of Hanley Road. It's unsafe. Mm-hmm. You have to be an idiot to do it. You have to be kidding yourself. And just completely ignore all odds, and I'm talking about when I lived in St. Louis, I'd go to the ball game 60 games a year, and go to Busch Stadium.
Yeah,
I'd go to ballet bands, everything under the sun, I would live in St. Louis when I lived there.
Yeah.
And it got, it, I'm telling you, it got to be unsafe. And you have, you've got to be nuts to live in St. Louis and be anywhere east of Hanley.
Well, you said 2000. It seems that's pretty late compared to some of the trends of crime rates in St. Louis. It seems like it started well before that.
183 murders this year in St. Louis City.
Mm-hmm.
And you're saying it's pretty late? Give me a break.
I'm saying 2000.
Quit ignoring.
No, Rick, I said 2000. You act like it was a paradise before 2000. And then something happened at 2000 and you moved out. That's what you're saying.
I got out at the right time.
You got out. So there was no crime before 2000.
No, it was worse and worse. It was horrible then. It's horrible now. It's an absolute joke. The only possible thing you could do is put a 25-foot fence around those zip codes, and even then, it's an absolute joke.
Okay. Thanks, Rick.
You bet.
All right, so there's Rick living out in the Ozarks. What's interesting about that is we've had a lot of people call in and talk about it's not as bad as the impressions these websites would give. Just out of curiosity, I found two other Missouri cities. Springfield ranks 139 and Kansas City 163. So in general, Missouri not getting much love in that sense. Real quick. Let me mention this, too. I guess maybe the breaking point for our last caller was 2000. That was the breaking point. He was able to look past it up until then, I guess. Jerry in Hillsboro, what's going on?
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I have the opportunity to work in the city and get a lot of out-of-town people visiting to purchase vehicles.
Okay.
They're absolutely delighted with their visit into the city and doing things that they're doing and what have you. And their impression, I haven't got any bad impressions from people that visit St. Louis. That's the first thing. And then the next thing I'd have to say is that I think the media and the social media, which are two totally separate things, kind of sensationalize things that are going on here. And if you want to see really bad, and I've had a chance to travel and go other places, you want to see, homeless, and you want to see, how bad it can get, go to Jackson, Mississippi, go to Memphis, go to Tupelo, Mississippi, go to, go to Louisville, Kentucky. I was scared out of my mind there. St. Louis is a melting pot of people, and I think that's the special thing we got going on. And yeah, we're a bit racially polarized. Yeah, we have some pockets, a lot savory, but for the most part, you're asking what are people thinking about St. Louis? And from what I'm getting, and again, I get a good cross section of tourists. People are pleased with what they come and visit, and when they do come for a while, or even people that move into the city, move into our area, they're pleased with what is offered. So,
okay,
yeah, we do pretty good with what we have. I have to agree with you.
All right. Thanks, Jerry.
All right, thank you.
We do good with what we have. I like that. Got a lot of love. Yeah, social media is weird when it comes to apologizing for the city of St. Louis, because frequently I'm on the St. Louis Reddit page. Whenever there's a story about St. Louis in a negative light on there, people go absolutely crazy. How dare you post anything negative about St. Louis? We got a lot of problems we still got to work through here. And I think there are people that just completely have their head in the sand and they believe all of the problems have been fixed and there have been no issues whatsoever that have come up that have affected every day-to-day operations in the city. And that's really not the case either. I think you got to be realistic with the way you look at it. And, in the last 2.5 years, I feel like St. Louis gets a lot they get a bad rap for a lot of things that really doesn't represent what I've experienced so far. But man, they got a lot of things they got to work on still too. This is Overnight America, KMOX.
This is Overnight America, sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com on KMOX.
I'm going to play a couple of points from this Fox 2 story, if I mentioned it a few times. But they said there's influencers in town. Man, I don't like that word. I don't know why. That word is used so loosely. Everyone thinks they're an influencer. I'm followed by 50 people on Instagram, and I'm an influencer, so give me everything for free, you know? But there are people in town that apparently are here to preview the city of St. Louis. I don't know who paid them to be here. They better not be paid by taxpayer dollars. That's all I'm saying.
More than 400 travel influencers from 12 states and 17 countries are here this week, touring our top spots and getting to know the place.
We've done the Arch this morning, the Blues Museum, and now the stadium.
It's a clean, nice city. So the history is a lot similar to New Orleans because it's settled by the French.
These folks book tours. They do Route 66. They do all kinds of things.
Okay, so they book tours. That's good. I was worried for a moment. We were paying people to come to St. Louis to vacation here.
International travel and tourism is a big thing for St. Louis and for the United States, and these folks are a big part of that. They bring those groups here to have American experiences, and we're excited to have them here.
There are five different tours, including all the new attractions downtown, Route 66, and our important civil rights sites. All this as the financial website Wallet Hub releases a new Safe Cities list, ranking St. Louis last, 182nd out of 182 cities. The criteria range from crime to tornado risk.
Oh, tornado risk. Yeah, I mean, that's a possibility. Let me fast forward here when they're talking more.
One of the biggest income sources for the state of Louisiana, and I'm sure it's the same here with St. Louis, as many attractions as y'all have, that they're gonna make sure the people that are gonna be able to come in and be safe.
It's a great visual, so I think if you see a photo of the stadium with the arch in the background and then the city skyline, it's a really great picture, and it paints a really nice introduction to St. Louis.
They expect to be back in St. Louis, bringing a lot more people with them. Andy Banker, Fox 2 News.
Well, there it is. All right, bringing more people with them. That's good. All right, bring as many people as we can handle in there. You know what's going to really push tourism here in St. Louis is when that soccer stadium, Major League Soccer, starts operating here. That does. People travel. They travel. Think about some of the special events that they've hosted at Busch Stadium. And think about some of the, soccer, the NHL All-Star game coming up. When is that? Anyway, that's got to be really soon. Then you have the outdoor game that was here for a while ago. But just think of the special events that have drawn and attracted, college basketball. We get a lot of those things that bring people from out of town in, and that's a good thing. Think about what Major League Soccer is going to do. There's going to be a lot of people traveling, just like they do with the Cardinals. Coming up in the next hour, I'm going to talk to Johnny C. Taylor. He's the CEO and president for the Society for Human Resource Management. That does not sound like it would be a fun convention to go to. In fact, it'd probably be a really boring convention. Human Resource Convention. But they did a Politics at Work survey, and a lot of people are not happy with the way the feel in their workplace. A lot of people, when they go out into work and they feel like everything's hostile all the time. Wow, is that really the case? So we'll talk to Johnny C. Taylor about that next hour or two. There's a story at KMOX.com. You can read up on it called Avoiding Embarrassment Might Be Enough to Make Cronky Pay Up. I like that. If anything, get him to pay up any way he can. And once he is hit with the realization that all of his dirty little secrets could be revealed, yeah, that would be enough for him to say, fine, I'll open up the checkbook. And also, tax credits for moving the Major League Soccer Stadium, disgusting Kansas City. Or no, Jefferson City, excuse me. We'll talk about that next hour, too, on Overnight America, KMOX.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.